Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are once again. Your daily discipline, our ritual, getting together every single day, you budgeting the time, you being able to focus on executing this daily discipline, because you know it's one step that you need to take every single day, just like exercise. You can't set and forget it. You can't just exercise a couple times and think that you're going to continue to be in shape, so to speak, 3 months later, right? So we do this little bit of exercise every single day. You and I, we get together on this Morning Connection podcast. Just think about our lives. You know, I don't tell you what to do. I just use my experience helping people just like you, guys who are ambitious, driven. Maybe sometimes we're a little bit lost. And I'm just that friendly voice offering suggestions, giving you some things to think about that as you're going through your day, you're going through your day-to-day challenges, goals, plans. Just help me get a little bit more clear on what it is you want. So you have all this talent, you have all this ability, you have all this passion and enthusiasm. Hard worker, right? All that hard work is going to go in the right direction. I'll tell you what. I look back over the years and all the amount of hard work that I generated, that I produced, all the things. I mean, collectively, I have to look back and say, wow, I'm impressed by so many things that I've been able to produce. At the same time, did all that hard work and effort and all those great things that I produced, did they go in a laser beam type of focused manner to the dreams, vision, plans, goals that I had? Or was it more of a shotgun where it just sprayed all of this production, all this value that I provide to everybody else? You know, I have to be honest with myself. It was more of a spraying effect. You know, it was effective, shot the target, right? But did it with all that force and directly towards the vision that maybe I should have taken more time to think about. That vision and then all the plans, goals, dreams, all those things that are lower than the vision that I talked so much about these last few days, about that vision, how's that overriding? It's the rocket fuel to not just your goals, long-term goals, medium-term goals, short-term goals, all the day-to-day plans, all the day-to-day tasks that you do. It's the rocket fuel that'll get you up early in the morning and help you stay up late at night and also make better decisions of what you do every single day and what you don't do. I could have done a much, much better job. I worked way too hard and I produced far less than I was capable of. I'm just being honest with myself, and the reason for that is so that every single day in the future I get better. And again, part of that vision I talked about for myself is not only do I want to provide the most for my family and my family's family, and I'll have to use my talents to the fullest. I have to work with a sense of urgency to make those things happen. Part of that vision for my own personal goals, it's bigger than that now. Back then, in my bodybuilding days, my purpose is a lot more than me now. All the years of achieving things, saying, that's not it. Achieving things, that's not it. I got more and more clear about who I was and what I was all about. And, you know, through these podcasts, I'm being very transparent to tell you about my journey. Again, it goes to my big vision. Part of what I'm doing is not just to talk to you bro to bro, man to man, help you with your man formation, so to speak. I really want to prevent you from all the pain, all that wasted energy, all those great things I produced that weren't going in the right direction. My goal, my vision is to make your life better on the back, on the heels, on the foundation of all my mistakes. So I spend a lot of time articulating and sharing with you not just the good things, a lot of the pain to prevent you from that. And so that's what one thing that I is part of that vision. And I just know that here I am with everything that I was able to accomplish, all the insight that I've had. And I'm telling you, man, I should have focused more on that vision. It would have made things so much easier. I was working hard and happy with it. I had structure in my life that wasn't getting me where I wanted to go, and happy with it because I didn't understand the things that I'm talking to you. So, man, I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know if you're 21 years old, 31, 41, 51, 61. Really doesn't matter where you are. It's about making every day in front of you even better than your past. That's what I have to remember as I'm making the distinctions. And I'm thinking, oh, why didn't I grab onto that earlier? I did hear it. I remember hearing it 10 years ago. Why didn't I apply it? All right. It's about making tomorrow better than it is today. And man, if I can get you comparatively in your lifespan, get you to where I'm thinking 10 years earlier, then I've done a great thing. Then I've helped piece together my vision while providing that value for you, saving you from a lot of pain. That's why I get up early every morning. That's part of my plan, my vision, the value I want to provide for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this for you. And also thank you so much for taking the time, putting your faith and trust in me to listen to this podcast every morning by going to the morethanjustmuscles.com website that takes you over to Blog Talk Radio, or maybe it's iTunes, or maybe it's Facebook, my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page. Wherever it is, you are now conditioned, because it's part of your daily discipline, to feed your mind with this, download it, listen to you on your way to work, listen to it while you're at the gym, whatever it is for you, while you're walking the dog at night, whatever it is for you, you have put your faith and trust in me to make this a part of your day. I really appreciate you putting that faith and trust in me, and I will not let you down. I will not let you down. Here we are, Morning Connection Podcast number 127. So I was thinking about this yesterday. I've shared with you in past podcasts about, you know, if I'm going to get up in the morning and do this podcast, and like you may know, I'm doing 8 podcasts a week, that I said, man, I'm going to become better and better at what I do. And it's not just about delivering to you in an enthusiastic manner and providing that value. I want to improve on every single facet of producing this podcast. And there's so much information out there. There's so many experts and so many niches within niches. Well, one niche that came across my Facebook page or social media were people who were experts at podcasts. So, you know, I really believe in coaching, finding trustworthy experts at what they do. The people who have been doing it a lot longer than you, who have already gone through the challenge that you will go through, and speeding the process. It's such a great investment of your time and energy, rather than going through the process all of yourself, all that time, energy, just waste it where it may be worth it to make that investment, right, and learn from an expert. So that's what I did. I went to this podcast gentleman, and I just, what's the best sound quality? I mean, what's the device? I mean, I'm looking at some of these pictures, and I see a microphone, and this type of equipment, that type of equipment. So, you know, part of the coaching that I paid for this podcasting expert, he sent me to all the resources for the mixer, the cords, the recording devices, the microphones, right? And so I went, all right, I'm going all in. So I got this top-of-the-line equipment. And again, here we are at podcast 127. That means there's 27 Morning Connection podcasts. And then there's 10 more of the More Than Just Muscles on Saturday that I do with my wife, Carrie. And you can see that on this morethanjustmuscles.com podcast. Right, so that means this time around with this equipment, that means 37 podcasts. All right, with this equipment that I was, you know, wanting, ambitious, right? Having the best intentions, having producing this best sound. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Isn't that like you? Aren't you the type of person that, man, if you're going to do something, you're going to go all in, right? Or at least to the best of your ability, right? So here we are at 37. And so yesterday, I just had to laugh at myself. I shared this, how getting this sound down, it's not as easy, even close to as easy as I thought. And to make it even more challenging is that I stumbled into doing it right without even knowing it at the beginning. The sound was inconsistent, but more often than not, it was pretty darn good. Or was it? Or did my standards get raised the more I got into it and said, well, I think I can do this sound better? And so there's this complex mixing board. Now, this isn't about the sound. You guys know that, right? It isn't about my podcast sound. It isn't about my equipment. It's not even about my challenges. It's about life is always teaching you lessons. I firmly believe that life is always teaching you lessons. In every way, shape, or form, what you do with your family, what you watch on TV, the movies that you see, your day-to-day events in the gym, I mean, everything. Life is always teaching you lessons. The only question is how well are you paying attention to the lesson that's being taught? So when I talk about this sound, remember, to me, it's just a great metaphor for life, all right? That you can have the best intentions. You can step up, you can put in your effort, and you can stumble into doing it well right from the very beginning. And you're going to assume, because of all this passion, desire, and you're working harder than most people, that it's just going to progress. It may progress, or it may just level out until you take your level of understanding and your skill set to the next level, or you get more information. It may level out, or it may be doing pretty well. It's just that your standards, you're no longer happy with just showing up and producing anything, right? You know, do podcasts like this thing. I mean, the sound is just one small part of the delivery. It's an important part. It's just one part of it. I mean, me showing up in a state of mind and providing you with information and being sharp when I'm doing it, being enthusiastic when I'm doing it, you know, really showing you that I put a lot of time in this, presenting myself as the expert, as the authority. Why would you listen to me if in some way I am not further along in the process than you and be that type of expert, right? That's, to me, that's the biggest challenge, showing up every single day, right? The sound is part of it. It's an important part, though. Again, metaphor for life, right? Showed up, you know, and then you're unconsciously confident, meaning that you somehow did a good job not knowing why. And then you start getting deeper in the process and you realize you have no clue what it is you're doing, right? So yesterday, I finally figured it out. Well, I believed I finally figured it out, right? After, again, 37 podcasts this time around, all right? I have made, I would say 10 phone calls to the mixer, researching on the internet. I talked about that initial coaching call. Trial and error. My poor wife, Carrie. She's got to hear me go on and on and on because, you know, not only do I do the podcast, then I come back and evaluate what I've said, making the notes again, constantly taking the next level. And then I have to hear it, and then she gets to hear me go through the frustration. She hears me on the phone calls, right? Anyway, so yesterday I said, all right, I got this down. I have this down. Now, the thing about it is, when I'm recording it, I'm doing it live on this Blog Talk Radio network. It's just that, you know, part of my coaching, you know, he told me is that the sound is not quite as good as it's delivered. You know, they make an MP3 file that you can download from Blog Talk Radio. If you really want the best sound, you should be having your software and equipment recording from this end, right? So I've got two sources recording it, and so I get to pick from two. And usually I'm not happy with either one, right? But I, you know, like I said yesterday, I'm going, wow, all right, I got this down, right? And I now it's like even taking me like 20 minutes, getting up 20 minutes early in the morning to do all the sound checks now, because now I'm just obsessed with this sound, right? So anyway, so I'm testing, okay, all right, ready. So as I was talking to you, man, I was doing it, I listened to parts of it, right? And so then I upload it. And then during the whole podcast, I'm hearing this every once in a while. Ding, 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 ding. I'm going, what the hell is that? What the hell is that? You know, right? So the sound quality is awesome, except for this is ping, ping, ping every once in a while. Just driving me crazy. Now, I could have left that there. I mean, the message got out. You know, we went through our discipline, executed it. Good thing I had the backup one without that pinging sound. What I realized is, so after all of that, the cord to my headphones was just grazing the secondary recording device. Every few minutes, as you can't see me, but I understand the power of my facial expressions and my body language when I'm speaking, because you can't see me, but you can see me, right? So I have to make sure that I'm doing the appropriate body language. I'm not just speaking, right? And so that's what would happen. So I'd hit this cord, it would hit this secondary device and all that sound. Anyway, I won't know this until I post this, right? So I may be talking about this tomorrow, but I think I've got it now. Again, it's a metaphor for life, 37 tries. And think about it is that, maybe you can relate to this too, is that, you know, you work hard, you have the good intentions. You know you're working harder than other people, or you're definitely focused on a particular area more than other people, but you just can't get it down. It seems like it takes forever, day after day, 37 tries, and you still can't get it down, right? At the same time, you have to realize you're gaining all that experience, all your failures. Maybe you exaggerate your failures, meaning that, you know, maybe what you're doing isn't a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10, but it's not like a 0. It may be a 7.5, 6, maybe it's an 8, 8.5. And maybe your drive to become your very best has it all discombobulated in your mind, where you no longer have a perspective and you're your worst enemy. Or maybe, and hopefully this doesn't happen, is you talk yourself into this is good enough. And then you wake yourself up later, no, it's not good enough, I know I can do better. All right, it's this journey, it's this challenge of life, of constantly piecing together. And, you know, the thing that I take away from it is, it's been 37 podcasts of the frustration, right? Not being able to figure it out, making all the phone calls, being so determined. And at the same time, realizing that it's putting me one step closer. You know, and loving the whole journey of it all, even though when it does get frustrating. It was this big puzzle figuring things out. And I've got my fingers crossed, you can't see me right now. And even though it took me that 37 tries, well, now when we get to podcast 40, 52, 87, 182, I mean, that's behind me. I went through that discomfort, that pain, that angst, that all that trial and error and journey and help to develop a skill set that I can put in my back pocket and now just be competent. May have been a bumpy ride, but now I have it. Now I can think about the next thing to take it to the next level, right? And again, yeah, that's the way you need to look at your journey and challenge, is that whether you're succeeding or failing, you're putting yourself one step ahead. And you know, it's you having that poise and patience and keeping perspective. At the same time, using that angst and power to get better and better. You know, not just settling. You know, that's the key. That's the key to all of this. And I tell you something. I am so sore today. With all the working out I do, yesterday I had 14 pallets of Mass Machine Nutrition come in. And spent hours, you know, got up 4 o'clock, delivered this podcast at 4:30, had some coaching calls. I had coaching yesterday, then went over to deliver this big tractor trailer truck and stacking boxes. And before I even stacked all the boxes, I had to make room and restack a lot of the boxes in the warehouse. All right, like I said, I'm a fit guy, but this really worked me. This really worked me. Now, I'm not complaining. Thank you so much for your support of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. All right, that's my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding and supplement line. It's part of my overall vision. You know, sometimes I think, okay, well, you know, I do these podcasts, we talk about mental toughness, conditioning. Skip, that's part of your job. You do this coaching, well, that's part of your job, right? You deliver bodybuilding training tips. I do a podcast actually every Wednesday night. Check that out at massmachinecoaching.com. That'll take you to a different Blog Talk Radio site. So it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, it's 9 p.m. on the East Coast every single Wednesday where we can talk live. I turned it into a live podcast so I can coach you about your bodybuilding and training efforts with you live. We can interact so I can peel those questions and I can give you my over 25 years of experience. So I know a lot of you know me primarily from my bodybuilding and training efforts. And so I talk about this mental toughness and conditioning. And you know, I know for some of you, that's what's most important in your life. And so you like this stuff, maybe you apply it to your bodybuilding and training, but you want to know about sets and reps or the perfect diet or your particular challenges in the gym. Well, that's a great alternative. So check it out tonight and every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Go to massmachinecoaching.com. It'll take you over there. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me you're going to be on the call. Tell me what your phone number is so I can see it on the switchboard here, right? So I do all of these things. Mass Machine Nutrition, a lot of time. Get up early in the morning, late at night, working hard. And sometimes, again, I want to make sure that everything I do is leading to the results that I want, right? And so maybe this is you. Maybe you do a lot of things. And so how I tie it all together in my vision. And my vision is to help you become your very best both inside and outside of the gym, right? It's more than just muscles, right? And it's more than settling for just an okay body, not putting a lot of attention in your body, but maybe working on your family or making money or options. You know, it's everything, more than just muscles, figuring out the puzzle, how you can have everything, right? And so you see how I tie that all together in my vision? So when that's my mission, helping you alleviate that pain, not make those mistakes, get clarity, get that mental toughness, you know, and get all the things that you want outside of the gym. And then in the gym, I'm doing a podcast about bodybuilding training. I'm answering on the bodybuilding.com message board. And I'm providing you with the highest quality bodybuilding supplements, sports nutrition products with Mass Machine Nutrition. See how it all ties in to help you become your best both inside and outside of the gym. So with that vision, you can go back and assemble the pieces together so you're always moving in the right direction. Anyway, so I really appreciate your support. Thank you so much. MassMachineNutrition.com. And also, if you go to bodybuilding.com, you can take a short link over there, the world's number one website for supplements. You can go to sltips.com/22. So SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/3. I said 22. That's for our coaching. So let me get that clear one more time. To go to bodybuilding.com for Mass Machine Nutrition, it's sltips.com/3. It'll take you over to the bodybuilding.com site for Mass Machine Nutrition. So all this work, all this physical work, all right? And one thing that I was doing is, man, I don't know if you have those Beats by Dre wireless Bluetooth headphones. I tell you, those things are a godsend. It's an investment. It's an investment in, you know, I am not a big spender on type of things. I have to find a way and I wait. I have to wait to make sure. But the thing about these Beats by Dre is that I'm always investing in these programs to take me to the next level. And I really found this one that's just awesome. Just awesome. With all the material that I've been going through for years, I mean, this cuts through it. It really cuts through. It's awesome. And so it was almost like I couldn't wait to get to doing all these boxes because I could wear these new Beats by Dre. I had the audio program on my cell phone, so I'm listening to it on Bluetooth. So I was working hard, you know, doing the physical work, and at the same time, I was just feeding my mind. And it almost made it enjoyable, right? And maybe you do that with your cardio, still that time. How do you do it? But the point is that it really made physical work, passive work, work that doesn't takes more brawn than brains. It turned into a really pleasurable experience for me because I'm focusing on how to become the very best I can be for myself, for my family, and also for you. And so it made me really think about your ability to focus on what it is you really want and using all your time, energy, resources, creating resources that maybe you don't even know are there. all towards getting to that place you want to be. See, I know, and I sincerely mean this, on every single podcast I say, I tell you, I express my appreciation that you take the time to listen to me. With all of the websites and mentors and podcasts and YouTube videos and Facebook pages, Instagram, I know you're getting bombarded. I'm getting bombarded. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. Because, look, I'm hungry just like you. How can I learn a distinction here, a strategy here? Who are the mentors? Who are the experts who are giving away information or providing in some way, shape, or form? How can I focus on that email and then click the link to their video? All right, so I can get more out of it. I'm just like you, and I'm bombarded. And sometimes I'm like, wow. And I save an email, and I say, okay, I'm going to come back to this later. There's a part of me, at least 50%, being honest here, it knows I'm never going to come back to it. I know that if I delete it, though, or I mark as read, then there's a 0% chance. So at least I'm saving it. But I know that I'm not going to get back to it. And how many opportunities by my inability to focus, to find a reason to take the 5 minutes then to introduce new information, because I know it's going to take a different way of thinking and then different actions for me to go to the next level. And even if I already, if I don't agree, so what? Right? If I don't use it, and if I spend the time and I read what they have to say and it's something I already know that I'm applying, it just gives me more validation that I'm on the right path. I can't lose by doing this. Where I can lose is when my head is everywhere, I get bombarded and I do nothing. So how are you doing with that, your ability to focus? How I'm working with that is that I'm not trying to be everything and everybody. I'm not getting distracted by what can be a shiny object everywhere. You know, I'm just focused in like three or four areas from three or four mentors for now. And then what I can do is I can open that up later, bring in three or four more mentors. But I'll tell you something, with all this great information that's available from so many great sources, and I do believe that there's a lot of great sources out there. I see sometimes maybe a negative, disempowering belief system by a lot of people out there saying, everybody's trying to rip you off, nobody knows what they're talking about. I don't believe that's true. I believe that there is a lot of great information out there. It's about you being selective, you know how to identify it, and sometimes things may not appear to be the greatest use of your time or great information, or that expert may not seem like they know what they're talking about, but how would you know? And if you're spending a lot of time, you know, spending your time researching areas that you're already an expert at, and you're just comparing and contrasting what you know about, you know, there may be a better use of your time in the areas within the areas. Like I said, I could probably go to YouTube and study for the next 5 days just about the sound on a podcast to take that to the next level, about a mixing board, right? That's just a niche of a niche of a niche of a niche with everything else that I'm doing. You can always take your skill set to the next level. How are you focusing? How are you using that time? How are you using all this great information from so many resources out there? Are you able to focus? It's just what I want you to think about today. You know, it makes me think that here I am. I'm showing up for you every single day for this podcast, and hopefully you're in your pattern. You've made it part of your daily discipline. There's one thing that I'm doing right now is giving away 20, what, like I said, I'm telling you, a podcast. 8 times a week, stacking 14 pallets of Mass Machine Nutrition. My family, you know how important that is to me. I'm taking the time to give away 20 information strategy sessions, one-on-one coaching. Set that up. We have this whole system. You can get the recording to learn from weeks, months, years to come into the future. All right, and I line it out exactly what this will do for you, how you'll walk away from this session. Right, I've been focusing, helping men just like you all over the world for a lot of time, right, doing this for you. Right, and if you're listening to this podcast, you must be interested in that type of personal development, making your man formation, right? And I have to say that when I sent out, I've been sending out emails, kind of launching this thing over the last couple days. You know, they're rolling in now. But I tell you, I was a little bit disappointed by how many people are always emailing me, telling me they want to take their life to the next level, and they're not taking advantage of this. And I understand you must be, oh, what's the catch? What's this? What's that? Or, you know, we're conditioned sometimes to not take advantage when information or opportunities are presented. You know, I'm telling you why I'm doing this. I mean, there is a big need for this whole man formation. I created programs that have been so successful. I'm making a mega man formation program, and I'm starting a man formation mastermind group where one night a week for 52 weeks, getting men just like you really committed, really driven, that energy. I'm creating an environment for that. And so I'm going back to school and I'm taking up my game. I am looking for small distinctions that can take my skills to the next level. I'm willing to put in the time to do it. 20 hours plus all the setup with you. Just so surprised how, man, you guys send me emails. I know how you're struggling. I know how you're not in a good place. I also know you're struggling to have that confidence that you can do it, where you know you need some help, yet you're not taking advantage of this. I just don't get that. What would you have to lose? Or how about sending me an email? Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com and tell me, hey, Skip, I heard you on the podcast. You seem like you're really passionate, really great guy. This is why I'm not taking advantage of putting my hat in the ring for this free man formation strategy session. I don't think this. I don't know if that will help me. I think I can do it on my own. Please, why wouldn't everybody take advantage of this opportunity? Especially if you're already a guy who's listening to this podcast or you've been following me, you know what I produced, right? So you can go, there's a couple of ways. Send me an email at session@manformation.com. session@manformation.com. You'll get an auto-reply email that can lead you to the right process, right? To fill out a questionnaire, to think about your life. That's going to be helpful in the first place, leading you through a series of questions, right? So that's one way. You can also just go directly to the site, and that's manformation.com, manformation.com/session. So manformation.com/session. Fill out the questionnaire. I want to see those things. I want even more rolling. And why would you not take advantage of it? If you would not take advantage of it, at least put your hat in the ring. You're going to send me an email and tell me why you're not taking advantage of it. Why you don't believe in this can be the thing that takes you to that next level that you're so hungry for. All right. Hey, make sure that you're on my Morning Connection newsletter where I send this type of mental toughness conditioning to you every single day by email. And that's where you go to sltips.com/22, SL Tips for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. Let's go through our daily disciplines as we wrap up this Morning Connection podcast. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that one cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? I've said this before, I'll say it again, a lot of these cool moments for me are looking at my little baby Brooklyn's blue eyes as she's looking at me as I take time throughout my day, throughout my work day, morning and night, to either put her to sleep, to feed her, help out mom with that whole process, just looking up at me with those eyes. That makes my cool moment at least 50% of the time, right? Doesn't have to be something huge, some big achievement. It could just be enjoying the day, whether it's better weather or you like the rainy weather or the snow, whatever it is. It's just a cool moment for you. I want you to start noticing those things more often. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want, and it would take weeks, not weeks, months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, you making your man formation, becoming that man you really want to be, focusing, like we talked about today, and getting the help from mentors when the opportunity is there. At least giving it a shot. What do you have to lose? It's that type of mindset and actions for months, if not years. That's what it's going to take for this big goal, this big dream to happen. What is that for you? I want you to take 3 seconds and visualize what it is that you want, that experience, that achievement, that accomplishment, those feelings, whatever it is for you, whatever the ultimate is for you. And then we talk about being results driven is so important, making those decisions of what you do every single day. You don't want to just be knocking down a to-do list. You don't want to be process driven. You want to be results driven. Are they leading you in that focused laser beam type manner? Everything that you do, is it leading to the results? So what you're doing right now, and I know listening to me, this is helping you get to the results. This mindset so important to the process. This mental toughness condition so important to the process. But I want you to think about it every single day. Is what you're doing right now really getting you to those results that you really want? And then again, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to constantly stimulate thought to have you refine what are those results that you're after? What is that? Hopefully you've got this vision that's forming. What is it? You have to remind yourself of what that is. And then go backwards. Are you have the actions every single day? All right, so that's going to do it for this morning Connection Podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me, stepping into your life in this manner. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. I really appreciate that too. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.